The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This is the terrifying moment that a 16-year-old Pennsylvania girl says a man started following her.
I kept on hearing this guy, but I was just like, it sounds like an older man. I don't think an older man would approach me that way. And he had finally ran up to me.
In this surveillance video obtained by our station WPVI, Ariana McMillan was walking along a busy road outside Philadelphia when she says this man began walking closer and closer to her, making inappropriate comments.
He did have a very large bottle of liquor in his hand, and in my eyes, I saw that as a weapon. He pushes me a little bit. We better start walking. And in this moment, I had a sense of panic in my brain that I needed to do something immediately.
The teen, scared, made a quick decision, running to a nearby shop.
I just was like, there's a woman there and I'm going to run to her. I saw like someone had like a sign in like their yard or something that said something about someone named Rachel. So the name, I just went, Aunt Rachel, is that you?
It distracted whatever that gentleman was trying to do.
Aunt Rachel. Actually, Tina Moss, a shop owner, saw her running toward her, immediately played along, taking the girl inside her store with her husband, Bill.
He followed her directly from the store to the window and banged on the glass.
So that was an ABC News report with a happy ending, thankfully, and thankfully for the Good Samaritans, one of which is my next guest, Bill Moss. Who you heard there, the co-owner with his wife, Tina, of Euphoria Integrated Health and Wellness. And first of all, Bill, kudos to you and your wife for quick thinking. And thank God that this ended up with a happy ending in the sense that, you know, she's okay and we have the awareness. But it's great to have you here this morning. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so within this, I know that the man was later taken into custody, and so he's off the streets. But at one point, you know, I think you and your wife, Tina, had said that he started sort of banging on your store window. So it wasn't just that there was no doubt in your mind, right, that he was following this girl.
So, yeah, no, he was completely following the girl. So what happened, when she cut through the bush, he came about 30 seconds after through the bush and was coming towards the door. And I told him he had a bottle, like a gallon of liquor on him. Jeez. I said, you can't come on our premises with the alcohol. You have to go away. And he's like, I want to talk to her. And I said, you can't talk to nobody. She's with her aunt right now. They haven't seen each other in a year. Sorry, can't help you. And he came like towards the door. So I shut the door and locked it.
Smart.
So he couldn't get in. Then he walked away, put the bottle of liquor down, came back, and, like, I guess he noticed our cameras because he kind of, like, hit against the building, and then he started slamming on the glass. And I'm like, I called the police again, said, hey, you better get here quick, and because he comes to the glass, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, the story gets different. But we didn't get there. We actually had a great response from our police department. They came. They saw what was going on right away and understood that he was a threat, put him into custody, and Ariana's safe. And that was the main goal, was to make sure our kids stay safe. We watch this neighborhood every day. We sit right here on the boulevard. We watch her run. She's a runner, and our daughter's a runner. So it was like one of those things, your kid's running down the street every day. Who's this guy talking to her? Mm-hmm. This isn't normal. And that's how it kind of started off. And for us, it was like, hey, eye-opening. We always say something because that's what we were brought. We follow I guess it's kind of weird, but we follow Tim McGraw's Always Stay Humble and Kind.
Uh-huh.
So if you listen to that music and you understand that song and you follow that way of life, it could really help you understand that we need each other. So speak up, speak out. And that's what me and my wife, we live by.
That's beautiful. So, how long have you and Tina owned Euphoria Integrated Health and Wellness store there?
So we've been here 5 years. We developed the stores, was developed because of my health. I live with Parkinson's. So living with that, I need certain ways of life, and I don't like the regular prescription medicine. So I live a holistic lifestyle.
Nice.
So that's what my store is based around.
And, you know, sometimes I will hear friends and just, I mean, and this is across Philadelphia, across the suburbs, but have you seen a change in the neighborhood and the streets or anything of that nature?
It has. It has changed. Do I say it changed for the worse?
Mm-hmm.
No, not in a sense. But what I do see is more people are homeless.
Yeah.
And more people are being, you know, when they get let out of jail, they just kind of wander.
Yeah.
And they have nowhere to go. And some people aren't from around here. So we really don't know a lot of the homeless community. And I think that, truthfully, there needs to be more of an outreach in the county for people that are homeless so we can get this situation under control before it ends up like, you know, a homeless encampment and we can't help people. We get too far.
Yeah.
I believe in it. So for the store, I have people that had substance abuse problems and need to come off of one thing. And the only way to do it is maybe, you know, the holistic way.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with them and work with different areas in the community to help people in need. It's not always about money and things. It's about making sure the guy next to you is going to be able to live. So we grew up different. We didn't grow up always owning a store.
Yeah.
We grew up poor.
Yeah.
Me and Tina, two different sides of the spectrum, two different cities. And we met in the middle and we just live here. So it's kind of weird. So we even donate our time back to an underprivileged youth basketball program in Darby.
That's wonderful.
That I've been coaching there. Donate my time. I pay for the tournaments if we can't afford it. I'll make sure that the kids can play because everyone deserves the same opportunity.
Yeah,
and that's what I believe.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, fighting for our neighborhoods, really. Well, listen, Bill Moss, Euphoria Integrated Health and Wellness. I love your approach to a holistic approach to healing, not just for yourself with Parkinson's. That's tough, but it sounds like you're fighting that good fight.
Bill, you're a young guy, too. How old are you, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
So I'm only 45, but I was a fireman. I was electrocuted, and it jump-started the Parkinson's in my body. I was in a fire. The wire fell out of the ceiling. It was a 525-volt wire and got me.
I'm sorry.
So that kind of retired me from saving people other ways. And now I do it this way.
Wow. What a guy.
Yeah, you and your wife, Tina, have a beautiful message. And look, this could have gone very differently, but we're really thankful for you, for your wife, and for your message. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, Bill.
No problem. The only message I want to get is know your community.
Yeah.
Know who your surroundings are. Get to know your neighbors and speak out. Speak out. Don't ever stop speaking out. Because if we stop speaking out, the world can go really bad.
Amen.
So just always stay humble and kind and love each other. That's it.
Love it.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.